Now, let me walk you through some of the charts and some of the numbers. If you take a look at the screens on the side here, first of all, let's look at spending. Let's look at spending. All right, look at our historic path of spending. Our historic size of our government has been right around 20% of GDP. Here is the path that we are on right now. This is the path that the president's budget is complicit with. This is the path of spending where the size of our government is double by the time my kids are my age, and then it goes up from there. Here is the spending path that this prosperity plan presents. We bring the size of government back down to 20% of GDP where it has historically been and lower from that. We have budget enforcement mechanisms with multiple kinds of spending caps to enforce this. This is how we get $6.2 trillion in spending cuts off the president's budget in the first 10 years, $4.4 trillion in deficit reduction itself. Let's take a look at deficits. Take a look at where we are headed. We've had deficits in the past. We had a small time of surplus. Look at where we are headed with our deficits. This, again, is where the president's budget plan is complicit with. This is the path of the status quo. These are the kinds of deficits we're going to be racking up if we don't do something to fix this problem. Here is the path that we are proposing with respect to our path for prosperity, our budget. Very different choice of two different futures. Let's talk about debt. Now, we've had debt in this country before. People are familiar with debt. People get a mortgage to buy a house. You get a car loan. And typically, you measure your debt as relative to your income. Well, take a look at our debt. Over the last, since World War II, we've had debt. And in World War II, it went up to about 108% of GDP. We've had high debt before. That was temporary. We loaned it mostly to ourselves. But then it went back down. And our debt went down to reasonable levels. Look at what the Congressional Budget Office is telling us is our future of debt. This red ink is going to destroy our economy. We know, as a matter of fact, that we are giving the next generation a lower standard of living. In fact, we actually asked the Congressional Budget Office to tell us what the future of the economy looks like. So they ran computer models simulating the economy forward. The models break in 2037. The computer literally crashes in 2037 because, according to the CBO, they can't conceive of a time in which the economy can continue past that moment because of this burden of debt. What does the path for prosperity propose to do with a debt? This is our debt path. We, according to CBO's long-term analysis, get this debt not only contained, not only under control, we get it paid off. That is the future we want for our children. We believe we have a moral responsibility to put the kinds of controls and reforms in place that keep this country growing. Now, let me turn to growth. We need jobs growth. We need economic growth. So we asked the Heritage Center for Data Analysis to review this budget with respect to economic growth. They use the Global Insight Model, which is probably the most well-reputed model used. Here is what their results show. This plan results in faster economic growth. Nearly $1.5 trillion in additional economic growth over the decade. This plan is estimated to result in more jobs. Nearly 1 million jobs next year to be created under this plan than otherwise would be. It predicts that the unemployment rate goes down to 4% in the year 2015, and then in the last year of this budget, we're kicking off creating nearly 2.5 million new jobs in the private sector in that year alone. It also predicts higher wages, $1.1 trillion in higher wages for workers. It also predicts higher family income, nearly $1,000 per family per year result from the better economic growth that this plan for prosperity presents. This is a plan for prosperity. And so when you take a look at the choice of two futures we have, we can either choose the red line, which is the sea of debt and deficits, the line the president's proposing we go on, the line our country is on, or we can choose that green line, where we face up to the challenges that are confronting this generation now to give our country a better future.